Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B, you didn't play with Andre Carter, did you?
Which Andre Carter?
The DN?
No.
He was after you, right. It is high noon in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. B. Mitch and Finley live on 106.7 The Fan, live on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, and live on Monumental Sports Network, broadcasting live from the BigBear.ai Performance Center, Commanders Park. Practice getting ready to rock here in about an hour as, you know, a lot of people have thrown in the towel, but Washington has a game Sunday against the Detroit Lions. That's how this works.
Nobody feels sorry for you.
I brought up Andre Carter. So, Miami, the Dolphins, just called up Andre Carter II. They called him up off Detroit's practice squad. Mm-hmm. I don't know that this is the same Andre Carter that played here as a DN, but as a junior at
West. He doesn't seem that old. Does he, to have a kid already in the league?
Andre Carter's not that unique of a name, but these are the types of moves I think as you get deeper into a season where things aren't going well, look for guys that might show you a spark. This dude was a serious pass rusher in college. Now, that was at a lower level, but you never know. All right, joining us right now via the Rude guest hotline, Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV, is our friend Mr. Leslie Shepard. Of course, Shep played 5 years for the Redskins, 18 total touchdowns, over 2,000 receiving yards. Shep, what's up, man? How you been?
Man, I'm good, JP. How you doing?
What up, boy?
What's up, D. Mitch?
Chilling, baby, chilling.
Shep, a lot of reasons I wanted to have you on, but I did want to start. B was telling us that you suffered a worse but similar injury to the one that Jaden just went through with the dislocated elbow. But I guess you also broke your wrist. Can you tell us? I mean, that sounds painful as hell, dog, so I'm sorry. But can you tell us kind of what that injury was like?
Oh, man, it was, whew, wow. So I did dislocate my elbow. B. Mitch was right on that. But we was unaware of the wrist being broken till the next day. Excruciating injury, was no surgery required. They had to just replace, you know, put my elbow back into place. And, you know, I had to wear a sling for a few weeks and then, you know, you went straight to rehab. But, man, it's excruciating. The injury itself and the rehabilitation process is grueling.
So I don't know that you can delineate between the dislocated elbow and the broken wrist, because obviously when they happen together, right, you got to deal with all of it.
Right.
Specific to the elbow that Jaden's dealing with, was the excruciating part popping it back in? Is that something you just kind of, like, you see that people do that with their shoulders, they just kind of jam it back in. Is it similar with the elbow going through it?
Well, it's a sting. It's a burning sensation. But the rehabilitation part is a little bit more difficult than just popping it back, because you got your adrenaline pumping, and they do it fairly quickly. You know, as soon as they got them to the back, I'm sure they just popped it back in. But then you have to deal with the scar tissue and all of that stuff that, you know, recruiting muscle fibers and things of that nature around your elbow and all that. So it's an excruciating injury for sure. But it's not MCL, you know, it's not his throwing shoulder. He didn't tear rotator cuff, nothing of that nature. So I think something he can definitely bounce back from and be, you know, I don't think he will miss a beat once he get back from his injury.
You know, they said it was no ligament damage and things like that. That's probably vitally important. You know, if you had to say, like, they didn't put him on injury reserve, okay? And that makes people wonder, like, okay, well, could he come back, you know?
Right.
And for me, I can't say no, he won't be coming back this year, but I wouldn't know 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6, I wouldn't know. But I guess it comes down to
what the season highly unlikely. I think it's highly unlikely that he comes back. Now, you know, especially given the situation of the team right now, you know what I mean? It just wouldn't make sense to me, you know, going forward if he came back. But I think it's something he can definitely recover from and not have any effects of his throwing motion or things of that nature. It's his left hand. It's his left shoulder, left arm. It's not his throwing arm. So I think he'll be fine. The biggest hurdle he's going to have is that you're going to have to fight through that scar tissue to build back that range of motion, because you have to have your arm to be a certain percentage in order to just even to get cleared to play, right? So that's going to be the biggest hurdle. Once you dislocate your elbow, the percentage of the extension is small, right? So they're going to tell you when you first start, this is what you have to do, and the goal is to get it to a certain percentage. So that's going to be the process, and that's going to take a little longer than 4 or 6 weeks, in my opinion.
So that scar tissue, so it's like they have your arm in a certain bend or whatever, you say a sling.
Bend
they
a
have
sling,
to pop that thing? Because I know when they did it with my knee, I almost punched the doctor.
Yeah, but see, the physical therapy process is grueling anyway, because the average person probably go to therapy 2-3 times a week tops. You know, if you're an NFL guy, you're going to go to rehab 3 times a day for 5 days, and probably Saturday too if, you know, you play at home during that week. So people don't understand that process. So they're going to give you the measuring stick of where you are. You know, they're going to put it on your arm, and they're going to say, look, this is where you are, and this is where we need to go. So I don't know if B-Mitch, you've probably been through the process of fighting through scar tissue, but it's, if I could compare it to anything, it would almost be like going to a dentist and getting a root canal on one side and getting your wisdom tooth pulled on the other side, but they don't give you any anesthesia. No medicine. Okay, so you're not getting no numbness or none of that. You just got to sit there without the injection in your gums and just deal with it. So that's how excruciating popping scar tissue is. So, you know, Al Bellamy did mine, and we wasn't friends for at least 2 months. Like, I didn't even talk to him. You know what I'm talking about? Like, for real. Like, I literally didn't like the dude. Like, that's the process. That's the process. That's what you have to go through, man. I'm telling you, man. It's not something I wish on nobody. But it's not a knee. It's not a knee. It's not no ligament stuff, but it's excruciating. You know what I mean? To say the least.
See, that you saying that, okay, I understand exactly what you're saying. But for the average person, they just hear an injury and it's an injury. You
right.
understand it's different levels to that. It's an elbow, okay?
Right.
And
right.
they popped it back in, and he'll be back from it, and probably won't even, if, you know, nothing happens on it again, probably won't even much ever think about it again.
Exactly.
But when it's a knee, it's a problem.
It is. And I mean, he might wear a brace that you see some of the, you know, maybe the DNs wearing when they hyperextend their elbow. And they come back in 2 or 3 weeks. So he might wear that just for the first few weeks of the season, but he'll be fine, man. I just don't see them trying to rush him back this season, given the whole situation with the team and the injuries and just the luck that we've had this year. So I just don't see him coming back. But it won't affect him going forward, to be honest with you. And I don't think it'll stop him from running or being Jalen or being a dual threat guy he is, you know. You know, I've been listening to you guys' theories on injuries and AI and all that. It's just mind-boggling to me. Some of the stuff people say about injuries.
Well, can I ask you something? We're talking with our friend Leslie Shepard, played for the Skins for a number of years, played throughout the NFL. In 1998, had 712 receiving yards and 8 touchdowns. 8 touchdowns on 43 catches.
Touchdown maker, baby.
That's pretty crazy. 8 touchdowns on 43 catches is... What is that percentage? Like 22% of your catches went for scores? That's pretty damn good.
Hey, man, you said it. I didn't write a book to say throw me the damn ball, but I sure felt that way.
So, dude, you know, I know you and B talk all the time, and
right.
One thing I wanted to ask you about when I knew we were going to get you on was obviously you went through an elbow dislocation, and I feel like you gave us really good insight just to how painful the injury is. But with Terry McLaurin missing the holdout, now subsequently being injured, a lot of people want to draw a line from the holdout to the injury.
Okay.
What have you seen when Terry was on the field and it didn't look good early, then he kind of got going, got hurt, comes back, it looks really good against Kansas City,
Hell yeah.
Hurts it again. Mm-hmm. What, you know, injuries are crazy. What do you equate Terry's really bad, I don't know, 6-8 month stretch right here to?
Well, honestly, I blame the personnel, the organization, the GMs, honestly. That's where it started. First and foremost, Terry is the nicest superstar in the league. He's the most transparent guy. He didn't play for 55 different quarterbacks. This guy is always available. He's a durable receiver. And he had to wait to the two, three days before the season started to get his contract. I thought that was BS, first of all. So him not being around the team, him not having that camaraderie with Jaylen, I think it's a combination of things. But I don't want to equate him not being there to injuries. What people have to realize is that the NFL football is a physical sport, right? It's basically luck. It's not rocket science to injuries. Either you one of those guys that never get injured, like a Daryl Green that's 185 pounds and never got an injury, or that superhuman person that you're sitting beside, B. Mitch, who never got injured, right, and played like a maniac on the field. So it's really about luck, to be honest with you. I don't buy into people of injury prone or things of that nature. It's the nature of the game. They just never really had any camaraderie with Terry and Jaylen. You know, even the first couple of games, it was, you know, all about Debo. They didn't work him in. They didn't get him going early. But Terry not going to go to the media. He's not going to have nothing ill will to say towards the team or the organization. But I just thought the way they handled that completely just got him, you know, he just couldn't get off to a good start because of that. You know what I mean? Obviously, he signed the contract. But I think that kind of dampened the relationship with him and the ownership, honestly. I mean, obviously, he's a team guy now. But his pride was hurt. You know what I mean? I still think if he had the ability to play, he would play through this year just because that's the guy he is. He's team first, and there's no superstar in the league built like that. So that's one of the reasons why I thought they should have gave him the money initially. He deserved it. He earned it. But I don't think it has anything to do with him not being here. Maybe, you know, when you're a pro and you're not in training camp and you don't get signed, you're going to obviously be a professional and go out and work and do the necessary things you need to do to prepare yourself for the season. But being around your guys, understanding, you know, how are we going to work with Debo? How, you know, what is my transition going to be? What is his transition going to be? How can we complement each other? All that stuff they missed, right? You can't accomplish that in a OTA or a mini camp, right? And again, I think people take it for granted that we lost a lot last year. We lost B-Rob, the physical component. We lost Eckler. You know what I mean? So the team is completely different. You know what I mean, man? It's just, you know, things just didn't go our way this year. But I don't think everybody should just clean the ship. And, you know, I don't think Terry did anything wrong. I think he prepared just like he normally prepared. But, again, you know, it's just, you know, it's just nature of the beast when it comes to being a professional athlete. You know what I mean? It's just it's a physical sport, man, and people get hurt. That's just the bottom line. You know what I mean?
I mentioned earlier, Chef, I said, hell, I was hurt. I just played. Because I didn't want to get nobody. I didn't want nobody to get my job today.
Being hurt and being injured. So you know what I mean. And I truly believe that.
Like today, as soon as you sign the contract, you good. So exactly. You might not push yourself as much. And the coaches, the front offices, they hold guys back these days because they paid them.
No, you're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah. So I mean, you know, and me to say this too. I think last year, with us being four quarters from the Super Bowl, right? I think it was like addict taking a hit of dope for the first time. They just don't be chasing that high. You know, they chasing that high every time they go back and they never catch it again. You know, we haven't won like that in this area, and some people have never seen us win like that. So the expectations for this team was through the roof this offseason, and rightfully so. But I just think people just were so overwhelmed by the fact that if we play well, and we was in a game that was very winnable for us. But again, this is a different team, and we was, you know, we the hunted this year. You know what I mean? The expectations were so low, and I think it affected how we went about the offseason, the people that we picked up, the trades we made, the thing. I think all that kind of had a lot to do with that four quarters from the Super Bowl thing. And I think the expectations just was through the roof, and we just couldn't meet them. You know what I mean? And that's just the reality of the piece. But I don't think we're not a good team, and we can't win going forward. You know, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Well, Shep, I tend to agree with that. I got another stat, just because your touchdown to catch ratio is insane. In 97 and 98.
You got to hire him, Shep. He got to be your promo guy.
In 97 and 98, you had 72 combined catches and 13 touchdowns. That's a touchdown on almost 20% of your receptions. That's freaking nuts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you should have wrote the books, yeah.
Hey, I know. I know. But it's funny. Back then, fantasy football guys used to love me, and I didn't even know what fantasy was. They used to be
hell, man.
You on my team, dude, man. You helped me win a championship. I'm like, really?
I missed a score, too. I didn't realize you ran for one in 98.
Yeah. I should have told him to. Yeah, I should have told him to a little bit.
I mean, that's 14 touchdowns over two seasons with less than 100 touches.
Hey.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I only played one full season those 5 years that I was here. So think about that.
Yeah, dude. That was 98 when you had 8 scores.
Yeah.
So I tend to agree with you that a lot of fans put the cart before the horse after last year's success. But I kind of think we're 10 games in. It's mid-November now, or it's early November. Like, I think we can safely say organizationally they did too. Because
absolutely.
Like, trading for veterans, giving up draft picks, altered the course of what they said they were building.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we're now at a place where we can properly kind of identify that and question it. You know what I mean?
But –
no, absolutely.
I'll say this, though. What else were they supposed to do?
That's human instinct.
I think if they wouldn't have done it, like Neil Greenberg said it earlier, if they hadn't tried to go for it, fans would have been pissed at that, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about the fan perspective. I think it was like to the great analogy you made, Shep, of like getting that first hit of dope and wanting another one. Like, it seems like AP and DQ did, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everybody kind of got caught up in it.
That's normal. I mean, they felt like if we just do this and do that. But, again, you got to look at it like the players that we had weren't great. They were good players, but they was playing way above the expectation of the team and organization. The line, the defensive line, the secondary, everything was going in our favor last year. In order, because you can't just make it to the NFC championship game and you're a bad team. So a lot of things was just – ahead of schedule. And it's human instinct for them to come in the offseason and say, listen, we was four quarters away from the Super Bowl. If we do X, Y, and Z, that could get us over the hump. But again, you got to get rid of B-Rob so you can sign Terry and then Eckler get hurt. And it's a lot of things that we didn't have last year happen this year, and you had to adjust. And Jalen getting hurt again and things of that nature you just can't account for. So I still think we are ahead of the curve because we got a hell of a coach in DQ that's a great leader, and we got a franchise quarterback. And I don't know how many teams in the league can say that. So, I think we can build around that. We got our missing piece in Terry back on the offense. I just think that we're fine. We just got to make some adjustments. You know what I mean? And this year was just a mulligan. We got to take a mulligan this year, man. Just, it happens to the best of teams.
Yeah, Jeff knows what a mulligan is.
Yeah, B doesn't believe in mulligans,
though. I mean, Jeff takes him every damn other shot.
Hey, Shep, thank you for making time for us, man. We really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Always a pleasure.
All right, man.
Take a life,
take
brother.
Care of that elbow, dude. All right, that's our friend Leslie Shepherd.
That's been knowledge, bro.
I can only imagine B and Shep in the club in like 1997.
Man, we didn't go to the club. We went to restaurants.
I bet you went to lots of places. one place I go is my friends over at Better. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talking about my house, all the problems we have that seemingly never stop, especially when you get a new batch of problems. But you know who gives us no problems? All help, the folks at Better Services. They're coming to the rescue for me again, hooking me up with appliances to match the dishwasher that they serviced, I don't know, 6-8 months ago. But here's the thing with Better. They can take care of whatever you need. Like, The way the service over there works, they talked to my wife and helped her identify and find the exact appliances she wanted for our house. Go check out their showroom in Kensington. They've got all the brands you're looking for and can offer same or next day delivery. Think about that. Your oven goes on the fritz. Go over to Kensington, check out the showroom. You get a new oven the next day. They do this because it's a family-owned, woman-owned company, man. They know what they're doing. They run it really well. And whether you need whether you need new appliances or maybe you just need services or repairs, hit them up, betterservices.com. It's BETTAR. The other thing, especially with the holidays coming up, you're going to be hosting, you're going to be entertaining, Aunt Edna's going to be complaining about something. Make sure all the fixes you need around the house are done. They have handyman services, can come over one day, knock two or three things out for you. Whatever it is you need, hit them up. BetterServices.com, BETTAR. You better get better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.